The felt in front of you seems to shimmer under the bright lights, reflecting the tension in the air. A standard open from early position, perhaps a conservative 3 big blinds, suddenly gets a jolt when the player on the button, let's call him the Baron, smoothly tosses and chips, declaring a raise to 9 big blinds. This, dear reader, is the moment when poker truly begins to unravel its complexities. You hold a hand, perhaps a decent one, and now you face a 3-bet. It's not just a raise, it's the 3rd significant bet in this preflop sequence, a declaration of strength or, perhaps, a daring bluff. The decision you make here, to call, fold, or re-raise again 4-bet, will profoundly shape the rest of the hand and potentially your entire session. To navigate such a moment, one must move beyond the simple assessment of one's own cards. Poker, after all, is a game of incomplete information, where every decision is a calculated risk based on probabilities, psychology, and the subtle dance of tells and tendencies. When confronting a 3-bet, your mental toolkit must deploy several crucial instruments: your hand's inherent worth, the immediate financial incentive or pot odds presented, the potential future gains or implied odds, your position at the table, and critically, your understanding of the Baron himself. Let's first untangle the often misunderstood concept of pot odds. At its heart, pot odds are a mathematical ratio that tells you how much money you stand to win versus how much you must risk to continue in a hand. It's a snapshot, a cold, hard calculation based on the chips already in the pot and the cost of your call. Imagine, for instance, that before the Baron's 3-bet, there was a small blind, a big blind, and your initial open raise of 3 big blinds. Let's say the small blind contributed half a big blind and the big blind contributed 1 big blind. So, 0.5 plus 1 plus 3 equals 4.5 big blinds. Now, the Baron makes it 9 big blinds. The total in the pot before your action is 4.5 big blinds from the blinds and your initial raise, plus the Baron's 9 big blinds, totaling 13.5 big blinds. You now need to put in 6 big blinds, 9.3 equals 6 to call. So, the current pot is 13.5 big blinds. You need to call 6 big blinds. If you call, the pot will become 13.5 plus 6 equals 19.5 big blinds. The ratio of the pot to your call is 13.5:6, which simplifies to approximately 2.25:1. This means for every 1 big blind you risk, you stand to win 2.25 big blinds. To translate this into a necessary equity percentage, you simply take the cost of your call 6 BB and divide it by the total pot after your call 19.5 BB. So, 6/19.5 approximately 0.3077, or roughly 30.77%. In plain terms, if you call, your hand needs to have at least a 30.77% chance of winning against the Baron's entire range of hands he would 3-bet with for this call to be mathematically profitable based on pot odds alone. Now, this percentage, 30.77% in our example, is an immediate hurdle. If your hand doesn't clear this equity threshold against your opponent's perceived range, then a call based purely on pot odds is a losing proposition. Yet, poker is rarely so cut and dried. Many hands that don't meet the direct pot odds requirement are still profitable calls. Why? Because of implied odds. Implied odds are the whispered promise of future riches. They account for the money you expect to win on subsequent betting rounds the flop, turn, and river if you happen to hit a very strong hand. Pot odds are about what's already there. Implied odds are about what could be there. Think of hands like small pocket pairs 22 through 66 or suited connectors like 87s or T9s. These hands often have low raw equity preflop against a strong 3-betting range. For instance, pocket 5s against a range of JJ+, ACK, ACK might have only 20-25% equity, far below our 30.77% requirement. However, if you hit a set a third 5, you'll often have the best hand and can potentially win a very large pot. The money you can extract from your opponent after hitting your hand is your implied odds. Several factors amplify implied odds. Firstly, and most significantly, are deep stacks. the more chips both you and your opponent have behind you, the greater the potential future winnings. If you and the Baron both started with 100 big blinds, and he 3-bets to 9 big blinds, a significant portion of your stacks remain. If you hit your set of 5s on the flop, you could win his entire remaining 91 big blinds. If stacks were shallow, say, only 20 big blinds each, then hitting your set might only net you a small additional profit. The stacked pot ratio SBR, which is the ratio of the effective stack remaining to the size of the pot after the preflop betting, is a critical concept here. A high SBR, say, 10 or more, means there's plenty of room for post-flop play and is conducive to chasing implied odds. A low SBR 5 or less means a significant portion of stacks will likely go in on the flop, reducing the impact of implied odds. Secondly, your opponent's tendencies are vital. A loose passive player, one who calls a lot and doesn't bet aggressively but is also reluctant to fold, is a goldmine for implied odds. If you hit your monster hand, they are more likely to call down with weaker holdings, paying you off. Conversely, a tight aggressive player, who only bets with strong hands and folds readily to aggression when they don't have it, offers lower implied odds. They are less likely to pay off your big hand because they'll probably fold to your post-flop bets unless they have a monster of their own. An aggressive opponent, one who might bet multiple streets with marginal hands or bluffs, can also increase your implied odds if you hit, as their aggression might inadvertently build the pot for you. Finally, the disguise of your hand plays a role. When you hit a set with pocket fives, it's often very difficult for your opponent to put you on that exact hand. Similarly, hitting a straight or flush with suited connectors can be highly disguised. This disguise makes it easier to extract maximum value because your opponent won't easily recognize the danger. Now, let's consider hand strength, which is not as straightforward as it sounds. We distinguish between absolute hand strength and relative hand strength. Absolute strength is the inherent power of your cards in a vacuum. Pocket aces AA are an absolutely strong hand. Pocket 72 offsuit 72-0 is an absolutely weak hand. However, poker is not played in a vacuum. Relative hand strength considers how strong your hand is likely to be against your opponent's specific range of hands. If the Baron only ever 3-bets with pocket kings KK or pocket aces AA, then your pocket queens QQ, while absolutely strong, have a much lower relative strength against his specific range. They might even be an underdog. If the Baron 3-bets with a very wide range, including many speculative hands or bluffs, then your pocket queens suddenly gain significant relative strength. When facing a 3-bet, your initial assessment of hand strength guides your initial thought process. Premium hands AA, KK, sometimes QQ, acts with these hands. Calling is usually a strong option, but often, a 4-bet asterisk is even better. A 4-bet re-raising the Baron's 3-bet is a powerful move, designed to either win the pot immediately or build a massive pot to get all the chips in. Against a tight 3-better, a 4-bet with QQ might be for value and to narrow their range. Against a loose 3-better, it's often a clear value bet. The decision to 4-bet or just call depends on stack depths, opponent tendencies, and whether you want to try and get all the money in preflop or play a more nuanced post-flop game. Strong medium hands JJ, TT, AK, KQS. These hands are often strong enough to call a 3-bet, especially if you are in position asterisk, meaning you act last on subsequent streets. Being in position is a huge advantage, allowing you to gather more information, control the pot size, and execute bluffs or value bets more effectively. Out of position, playing these hands against a 3-bet becomes much harder, as you're always acting first into an unknown situation. You'll often have to check call or check fold, giving your opponent an easier time. Asterisk speculative hands, small pairs like 22-99, suited connectors like 76s, JT, QJS. These hands are where implied odds become the dominant factor. They rarely win at showdown without significant improvement. Calling with them is a gamble on hitting a big hand, a set, a straight, a flush, and then getting paid off. If the implied odds are not good, for example shallow stacks, a very tight opponent who won't pay you off, these are often easy folds. If stacks are deep and the baron is known to be loose or aggressive, these can be very profitable calls. Asterisk weak hands KJO, QT, any offsuit trash, these hands are almost always clear folds against a 3-bet. They have poor equity against a 3-betting range and little potential for significant improvement. Calling with them is essentially throwing money away. Let's revisit our example with the baron. You open to 3BB, he 3-bet to 9BB. You need to call 6BB into a pot that will be 19.5BB. Your pot odds requirement is 30.77% equity. Now, let's consider the crucial factor of position. If you opened from the cutoff and the baron 3-bets from the button, you are out of position OOP. This makes playing future streets significantly harder. You have to act first on the flop, turn, and river. This means you have less information, less control over the pot size, and are more vulnerable to bluffs. If you check, the baron could bet, and you're forced to decide whether to call or fold without knowing what he might do next. If you bet, he could raise, again putting you in a difficult spot. Because of these challenges, you generally need a stronger hand or better pot/implied odds to call OOP. Conversely, if you opened from hijack and the baron 3-bets from the small blind, you would be in position IP on subsequent streets. After you call, the action would be small blind acts, then you. This is a massive advantage. You can see how the baron acts before making your own decision. This allows for more precise value betting, more effective bluffing, and better pot control. Because of this positional advantage, you can profitably call with a wider range of hands, especially those that rely on implied odds, as you'll be better equipped to realize your equity. Be on your hand, the pot odds, implied odds, and your position. There is perhaps no factor more influential than your opponent's 3-betting range. This is where the psychology and reads come into play. Asterisk tight 3-better. If the baron is a known nit who only 3-bets with super premium hands, let's say QQ plus, ACK, ACO, then your relative hand strength against his range will be much lower. Even hands like JJ or AQs might struggle for enough equity. Against such a player, you generally need to tighten your calling range considerably, often only calling with AA, KK, or QQ, and even then, sometimes a fold is correct if the stacks are shallow and your OOP. Asterisk loose/aggressive 3-better light 3-better. If the baron is a known maniac who 3-bets with a very wide range, including many bluffs, speculative hands, or even hands like 78s, then your relative hand strength against his range increases dramatically. Your JJ or AQs suddenly have much more equity, and even speculative hands like small pairs or suited connectors become excellent calls, especially if you have deep stacks and position. You might even consider 4-betting with a wider range for value or as a bluff against such a player. Asterisk positional 3-better. Some players are very tight in early position but expand their 3-betting range significantly from late position like the button or cutoff against early position opens. They understand the power of position and exploit it. Knowing this tendency allows you to adjust your calling range accordingly. If the baron 3-bets wide from the button, you can call wider. If he 3-bets from UDG, you should assume a much stronger range. Let's bring this together with a hypothetical. You are in the cutoff, holding 7-spade suit, 6-spade suit. You open to 3BB. The baron, on the button, 3-bets to 9BB. Stacks are 100BB deep. You need to call 6BB into 19.5BB, needing 30.77% equity. Asterisk hand strength, 7-spade suit, 6-spade suit is a speculative hand. It's raw equity against a standard strong 3-betting range like 99+, ATS+, KJS+, ACA+ is probably well below 30.77%. It relies heavily on hitting a straight or flush. Asterisk pot odds, not good enough on their own. Asterisk implied odds, very good. Stacks are 100 BB deep, meaning there's a lot to win if you hit a monster. You could flop a flush draw, a straight draw, or even two pair. If you hit your flush or straight, it will be very disguised. Position, Crucially, you are out of position asterisk against the Baron. This significantly diminishes your ability to realize your implied odds. Playing out of position with a drawing hand is tough. If you miss the flop, you're likely checking, and if he bets, you might have to fold, having invested 6 BB. Even if you hit a draw, it's hard to extract maximum value. Asterisk opponent's tendencies. This is the game changer. Asterisk if the Baron is a tight 3-better, rarely bluffs, and only does so with hands like QQ plus, ACK, then your 7-spade suit, 6-spade suit is a clear fold. You have very little equity and very low implied odds because he won't pay you off if you hit, and you're out of position. Asterisk if the Baron is a loose, aggressive player who 3-bets a wide range, then calling with 7-spade suit, 6-spade suit, even OOP, becomes more justifiable. His wider range means your equity against it is higher, though still likely below direct pot odds, and he's more likely to continue betting or calling post-flop, offering you better implied odds if you hit. However, playing OOP will still be challenging. In this specific scenario with 7-spade suit, 6-spade suit OOP, a fold is generally the most prudent choice against an unknown or tight aggressive opponent. If the Baron is truly a wild maniac, a call might be barely justifiable, but you must be prepared for a difficult post-flop journey. If you were in position, for example, opened from the button, small blind 3-bet, then 7-spade suit, 6-spade suit against a wide 3-betting range would be a far more attractive call, leveraging your positional advantage to realize those juicy implied odds. The decision to call a 3-bet is a microcosm of poker itself, a delicate balance of mathematics, psychology, and risk management. No single factor dictates the correct move. It's the synthesis of hand strength, pot odds, implied odds, positional advantage, and your read on your opponent's tendencies and range that illuminates the path forward. And as the game evolves, with solvers pushing the boundaries of strategic understanding, even these established principles are continually being refined, reminding us that poker remains a perpetually intriguing and challenging endeavor.